Please turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. This verse teaches us that we need to be imitators of God. Many kids like to imitate their parents.
学着父亲上班的样子，学着母亲穿高跟鞋的样子。
They learn from their fathers by imitating them going to work, or learn from their mothers by wearing high heels.
有一次，有一个有些小女的同学到我们家做客。
Once my daughter's classmates came over to our house.
他们也在笑话一些卡通影片的主角。
They were trying to imitate the cartoon characters.
问问看说谁要当Cinderella?
And they asked each other, who's going to be Cinderella?
结果三个小朋友通通要当Cinderella.
And all three of them wanted to be Cinderella.
没有一个人要当那个Cinderella的后母。
Nobody wanted to be the stepmother.
或者是那个Cinderella后母的女儿。
Or the stepmother's daughters.
结果后来他们三个都商量好了，每个人都是Cinderella好了。
So all three of them agreed to be Cinderellas.
人生好像 一个戏剧,
life is like the play.
世界好像一个舞台,
and this world is like the stage.
我们每个人都演自己所扮演的角色,
and we each play our own roles.
主耶稣基督就是这个舞台的最伟大的主角。
Jesus Christ is the greatest role on this stage.
每个演员都要来笑话神，笑话耶稣基督。
And every actor and actress must imitate Christ.
我们要怎么样来笑话神呢？
How can we be imitators of God?
我们看以弗所书的四章三十二节。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32.
四章的三十二节。
Chapter 4 verse 32.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕你们一样。我们再请翻开哥罗西书三章十三节。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 3 verse 13.
哥罗西书三章十三节。Colossians
chapter 3 verse 13.
3:13. 倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人。我们效法主的第一步应该是效法主的饶恕。
The first thing about God that we must imitate is His forgiveness.
神在基督里饶恕了我们。
God has forgiven us in Christ.
从圣经看起来，神的饶恕就如同爸爸饶恕孩子一样。
Bible tells us that God's forgiveness to us is like a father's forgiveness to his children.
台湾话说，气嗲气薄呀，气孩子不是真正的气呀。
There's a Chinese saying that when a father gets angry at his children, the anger is not long-lasting.
浪子回头。 慈父是伸着双臂迎接他的。
When the prodigal son returns home, the father always embraces him with loving arms.
慈爱的父亲永远期待他的回头，要原谅他。
The loving father always expects the son to return to him, and he will forgive him.
圣经上又把这种信徒跟神的关系形容是夫妻的关系。
The Bible also describes our relationship with God as that of wives to husbands.
基督徒在世界上常常会跟这个世界换了淫乱。
As Christians in this world, we might easily commit sexual immorality or spiritual immorality with the world.
换句话说，我们贪爱世界上的钱财，种种一切不义的事情。
In other words, we may lust after the wealth and the unrighteousness in this world.
但是神借着何西阿的先知跟我们讲说，他要再次把这个淫妇娶回来。
God told the prophet Hosea that he will once again, that he should once again marry the prostitute.
这告诉我们神对我们的爱是何等的慈，何等饶恕的爱。
That act depicted God's great love and forgiveness.
我们要强调神的这种爱，不是这种饶恕的这种 精神不是一种交换式的精神。
And this kind of forgiveness is not a matter of exchange.
最近我遇到一个慕道朋友。
I recently met a visitor.
他认为受洗就是得到天国的一种代价，这样好像不太对。
She thought that baptism is something you have to do in order to get into heaven as a price.
最近读了一篇林语堂所写的文章。
Recently, I read an article.
啊，我们都知道他是中国人的幽默大师啊。
Written by a humorist, Chinese humorist.
他提到说，基督徒有至少有两个等类。
He categorized Christians into two.
一种叫低等的基督徒。低级的基督徒。
The first kind of Christians are the low-class Christians.
这种基督徒就是信主的目的就是要追求永生，好像把永生当成一种交换的条件。
And they think of they think that the only purpose in believing in Christ is to have eternal life.
那么他又说另外一种高级的基督徒就是信耶稣是为了把耶稣的饶恕、耶稣的爱带到人间。
According to him, the second category of Christians are the high-class Christians who want to bring the love of Christ into the world.
是人对这样的观念事实上好像是不合乎圣经的。
But such concepts about forgiveness is not biblical.
因为神的救恩、神的饶恕不是一种代价。
God's forgiveness and salvation is not something in return for it's not something in return for what we do.
代价是对等价值的一种交换。
Because if an exchange requires the prices of same value.
但是永生是任何价值都没有办法换回来的。
But eternal life is something that we can never purchase.
所以得到受洗进入永生不是一种我们牺牲了什么而得到什么，而是神已经开了一条路让我们白白的得到。
Therefore, salvation is not something we purchase or obtain without efforts. It is given freely.
那同样的，圣经上讲说，把爱执行在人间不能让我们成为一个更高级的基督徒。
And the Bible also tells us that by giving love to the world, that does not make us any higher class.
或是把饶恕带给我们朋友，并没有成为我们不会让我们比别人更好。
By forgiving others, we are not that does not make us better Christians.
因为圣经上讲这是一种义务。
Because the Bible tells us that these are.
耶稣为了这个事情做了一个比喻。
Jesus made a parable concerning this.
他说一个主人有一个仆人欠他一千万两银子。
There is a master who had a servant who owed him a lot of money.
主人向他要钱了，向他说：“你去变卖你的所有，把妻子儿女都卖掉了，来还我的债吧。”
And the master told the servant to sell everything he had.
那主人就说：“拜托，拜托了，哈、哦，跟他跪，跟他拜。”这个主人就动了怜悯的心
to repay the debt. But the servant begged the master to forgive him.
结果主人就怜悯他了。
And the master did.
结果想不到这个仆人出去呢，遇到一个同伴欠他十块钱，十两银子，他就不能饶恕他。
And then when this servant went out and saw his fellow servant who owed him just a little bit of debt, he would not forgive.
主耶稣讲完这个比喻之后，做了一个结论。
After this parable, Jesus concluded.
你们如果不用诚心饶恕你们的弟兄，你们天父也不会饶恕你们。
My heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart.
所以看起来实行爱、实行饶恕是本分，而没有办法让我们成为更高级的基督徒。就如同我们有天国的盼望，也不会使我们成为更低级的基督徒一样。
Loving others or forgiving others will not make us any higher class than those who just pursue eternal life.
所以我们每个人都应该要有原谅的精神。
Therefore, each of us needs to have a heart of forgiveness.
原谅事实上是带给我们自己好处。
Forgiveness brings us, gives us benefits ourselves.
我们看路加福音第六章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
37节
Verse 37.
六章三十七节
Chapter 6 verse 37.
你们不要论断人就不被论断，你们不要定人的罪就不被定罪，你们要饶恕人就必蒙饶恕。饶恕原文叫释放，你们如果释放人的话就必蒙释放。
The original word for forgiven or forgive means to release.
我们如果心中对某个人有一种恨的纪念，
if we have hatred towards someone,
事实上我们自己是被捆绑的，
we bind ourselves.
约瑟原来是不能原谅他的兄弟的，
At first, Joseph could not forgive his brothers.
所以他把儿子的名字起名叫忘了吧。
Therefore, he called his son forget.
因为那是忘不了的一件事实啊。
And that showed that he could not forget.
后来神让他知道，原来这个事情是为了保全以色列人的生命。
Later on, God taught him that what happened to him was to preserve his family's life.
他只是神手中的一个棋子而已。
He was only like a chess piece in God's
hand. 他就释怀了。
Therefore, he was able to release.
可是我们读到创世纪的最后一章。
But let go. When we read the last chapter of Genesis,
他的爸爸死掉了。
We saw that his father had died.
他的哥哥们差遣仆人啊来跟他说话。
And his brothers sent servants to speak to Joseph.
他说爸爸还活着的时候哈，就这样跟我们说了，说请你要原谅我们的罪啦，看着爸爸的份上，请你要原谅我们的罪。
They said to him, when your father was alive, he said that he must forgive us.
实际上说，约瑟听了就哭了。
And the Bible tells us that Joseph wept when he heard these words.
为什么他哭呢
？Why did he weep？
这给我们一个很大的思考空间呢。
That's something for us to think about.
后来圣经上讲，约瑟用很多安慰的话、亲爱的话安慰他的弟兄们。
Then the Bible says Joseph comforted them with words of encouragement.
你看到约瑟他本身已经被释放了，因为他早就原谅了。
Joseph had let himself go.
但是他的兄弟还没有被释放。
But his brothers did not feel released.
啊，在自己释放了，又被人家误解成没有释放，也是一种悲哀的事情，不是吗
？And it must be cost him great grief, to think that he still has not forgiven them.
事实上，我想约瑟那时候是坦荡荡的啦，啊，非常的安然的心，有一个安然的心的啦。
I believe that at that time Joseph must have a clear conscience.
我们有一些弟兄姐妹啊，当他们真的去原谅人的时候。
It's been the experience of some brothers and sisters when they forgive others.
当他们信主之后，知道这个是一个很重要的啊，信徒应该有的美德。
After they believe in the Lord, when they realize this, it is an important virtue.
真的能够踏出第一步去跟人家问好。
They actually take the first step to initiate the forgiveness.
然后当他这样做的时候，他会觉得自己心中的一块石头也掉下来了。
Then when they do that, they feel that.The burden of their heart has been relieved.
所以我们说我们要效法神这种做原谅的工作。小弟要再强调一个点，就是我们要有 action， 不是一种概念而已，要有行动。
Therefore, I like to emphasize that being imitators of God requires action.
原谅不是心态的一种，在神面前说一说而已。
Forgiveness is not just making a promise to God.
因为那不够完全呐。
Because that is not enough.
有一个传道人在辅导一对夫妻的婚姻。
A preacher was once counseling a couple in marriage.
他们打算要离婚了。
Because they were about to be divorced.
后来彼此愿意原谅。
And both of them agreed to forgive each other.
传道就拿一个脸盆来。
So the preacher brought a basin.
你们现在彼此洗脚了。
And told them to wash each other's feet.
弟兄先帮太太洗。
The brother washed his wife's feet.
太太再帮先生洗。
Then the wife and the husband.
在这种行动的交流当中呢，会见到他们受到一个很大的激励，也很大的励志。
And through their encouragement, through their actions, they receive great encouragement.
所以我们原谅要从心里做起，要从行为表现出来。
Therefore, our forgiveness must come, must be demonstrated through action.
我记得小弟以前跟大家分享一个事实啊。
I want to share with you this fact.
在越南战争的时候，一个美军去炸越南的老百姓。
During the Vietnam War, an American soldier released a bomb on Vietnam.
他看到电视的画面都播出来，那些小朋友怎么样失去父母亲，怎么样流离失所，怎么样无助的眼神呐。
And he saw on TV how, as a result of the bombing, many children were homeless and destitute.
后来这个阿兵哥去当传道人。
Later on, this soldier became a preacher.
他每次在正道的时候就。回想自己这种过去做错事的往事。
And whenever he preached a message, he would think about his past mistakes.
他都要求这些越南的百姓可以原谅他。
He would ask the Vietnamese people to forgive him.
有一次他走到后台去了。
Once, after he got down the pulpit,
有一个小姐来跟他说。
A young lady came to him.
他说我原谅你了。
Saying, I forgive you.
我就是那个被炸的那个家庭的孩子的其中一个孩子。
I'm one of the many kids that you bombed.
你会觉得这个传道人他的心中也要像一个石头放下来一样。
And the preacher's heart felt much released.
所以我们要效法基督原谅别人。
Therefore, we need to imitate Christ's forgiveness.
要有行为，要有动作。
We need to do so with action.
不只是在神面前说一说而已啊。
Rather than just making a promise to God.
再来，我们要怎么样效法主耶稣基督呢？
Next, how can we imitate Christ?
我们看以弗所书的五章第二节。
Please come back to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2.
五章的第二节
Chapter 5 verse 2
也要凭爱心行事正如基督爱我们为我们舍了自己当作馨香的供物献给神我们再请参考路加福音六章三十六节
We turn to Luke chapter 6 verse 36
这一节跟我们讲说我们要效仿基督耶稣的爱了、哦、我们再看路加福音六章三十六节
Luke chapter 6 verse 36
六章的三十六节
6:36
你们要慈悲像你们的父慈悲一样效法父就要跟父慈悲一样学习父的爱
To be an imitator of God is to be merciful like him
罗马以弗所书保罗跟我们讲说神的爱是一种舍、耶稣基督的爱是一种舍己的爱
According to Ephesians the love of Christ is one thatgives himself up.
耶稣基督舍了当初魔鬼跟他看的荣华富贵。
Jesus Christ laid down or gave up the splendor that Satan showed him.
耶稣基督舍了家庭的温暖出来传道。
Jesus Christ forsook the comfort of a home.
耶稣基督舍了逃亡的抉择，愿意走向各个他的路。
He forsook the opportunity to flee for his life.
耶稣基督舍了成家立业的想法。甘愿孤独一人为神国的福音努力
He forsook the opportunity to establish his own family but gave up his life for the kingdom of God
这是值得让我们感动跟学习的
And that is something that touches us and something we should learn
这边提到说耶稣基督舍己是当馨香的供物跟祭物
According to verse 2 Jesus Christ offered himself as a fragrant offering
那是完全燃烧而产生出来的馨香啊
This fragrance came from the total burning of the offering
换句话说没有为自己保留一点点任何东西
In other words, he reserved nothing for himself
再来他的目的就是献给神
And he did so to offer himself to God
也许我们今天为了基督耶稣基督也做一些舍己的行为跟动作
Perhaps we have made some sacrifices for Christ
但是我们的目的在哪里呢
But what is our motivation?
有一次小弟到大直去参加空中英语教师的训练
I once attended an English class
那里他们在做诗歌教唱而且做传福音的工作
Where there was some sort of evangelical activity from a Christian group
那其中有一位刚好在演唱完的其中有一位人兄他就做见证
And after some hymns a man testified
他见证他要怎么样决志献上自己的身体为神所用
He told everyone how he wanted to dedicate himself for the Lord's own use
他也谈到自己为了神做了多少的舍去啊
And he told everyone how much he has given for God
我在听的当中我就有一个很大的冲击
When I heard it, something occurred to me
他讲的这些话是为了谁呢
Why did he say all these words
他的舍去是为了自己的荣耀还是为了神的事业呢
Did he give all these things up for his own sake or for the glory of God?
我们在舍去的同时也要思考自己我的动机是什么
As we offer and make sacrifices we need to ask ourselves why
很多人是为了自己的骄傲在舍去、啊
Many people sacrifice themselves for their pride
耶稣这里跟我讲说基督耶稣是献给神不是献给自己的骄傲
But it tells us here that Christ sacrificed himself to God, not for his own pride.
那么当然有些人他为了民族的设计在舍去。
Some people sacrifice themselves for the sake of their own people.
我们中国人很多美好的文章都这样的激励我们。
In many Chinese literature, we can see such cases.
我们很多人都会背林觉民的《以妻诀别书》啊。
And there's a famous poem about the farewell poem.
我们读的都很感动，因为他对国家民族有些抱负。
In this writing, this particular Chinese man showed that he had great love and passion for his country.
那我们早期读到黄承聪，后来是黄以立家长老，他原来也是为民族有一个很大的志向。
Elder Elisha Huang also had a former love for his country.
但是后来转变了跑道，把这个志向献给神了。
But later on, he dedicated his will to God.
保罗原来是对犹太的传统有一个很深的志向。
Paul used to be very zealous for the Jewish culture.
后来也转变了跑道，把这个志向献给神了。
But later on, he turned his zeal to God.
那你会知道这种后来所烧的东西是非常馨香的。
Such offerings were fragrant.
我们献祭的动机要做一个反省。
Therefore, we need to reflect on the motive of our offering.
我们要效法神做凭爱心行事。
We need to imitate God in His love.
因为爱心是最有效的服事。
Love is the most effective service.
耶稣基督爱万人被拣选的时候，很多人就被吸引了。
Out of His love for the world, Jesus Christ drew many to Him when He was lifted up.
最近看了一篇文章，有人提到说，二十世纪是基督教夸胜的世纪。
In a recent article, it stated that the 20th century is the triumph of Christianity.
1882年，德国的哲学家尼采说神死了。
In 1882, Nietzsche, the German philosopher, said that God was dead.
他的说法代表当时一般有智慧人的一般的思潮。
His statement reflected the common notion of the people at his time.
所以另外一个哲学家他说，二十世纪的末了，就是快要结束的这几天呢，耶稣基督不再会是人心中的一个统治者。
And another philosopher also predicted that by the end of the 20th century, Jesus Christ would no longer rule in people's hearts.
他说，耶稣基督会像一只宇宙猫一样，微笑着，默默地离开了人群啊。
And he said that he predicted that Jesus Christ will be like a quiet cat that leaves silently.
With a fading smile.
With a fading smile.
可是那篇文章却说，假如耶稣基督今天又来这个世界的时候，他会发觉到很多事情跟他当初在世的时候是一样的。
The article also said that if Jesus Christ were here today, he will find that many things today are like the things in the past.
他会觉到世界各地很多传道人所宣讲的信息跟他2000年前所宣讲的信息是一模一样的。
And he will also find that many preachers will preach the same message as he did 2,000 years ago.
因为人的心基本上是一致的。
Human hearts have been the same.
人都希望被温柔爱给充满。
People like to experience love and gentleness.
人没有办法顺服强权或是暴力。
People do not want to submit to harsh rules.
为什么那些哲学家在19世纪末做那样的一种预言呢？
But why did these philosophers make such predictions at the end of the 19th?
因为工业革命造成了物质的进步。
The Industrial Revolution brought about material well-being.
所以没有错，有人把二十世纪称为一种物理的世纪啊。Century of physics.
Therefore, some people call the 19th century the century of physics.
所以你看，二十世纪的风云人物就是爱因斯坦。
Therefore, the man of the century, the 20th century, is Einstein.
因为这个物理学把人送上太空啊。
Because of the study of physics, people were sent to the moon.
因为这个物理学，人类制造了毁灭的炸弹，核子炸弹。
Because of physics, people were able to invent nuclear bombs.
因为这种物理的这种印证，这种把人进也带来了这种先进的电子时代。
And the study of physics advanced the age of electronics.
那因为这种物质的进步，造成了社会改革家的出现。
And because of such material well-being, sociologists came forward.
你发觉到这个世纪出现了希特勒，出现了列宁、斯大林。
Oh, I'm sorry, not sociologists. Revolutionaries like Hitler and Stalin.
这些人都是把他们的思想高举胜过于世界的思想。
They elevated their own preachings above the Ten Commandments.
好像一下子也几乎了影响了很多这个二十世纪的大半人类啊。
For a moment, their preaching seemed to have substrate.
但是你发现到最后，耶稣基督爱做了最后的夸胜。
But Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus Christ had claimed the ultimate victory.
所以说，爱是最大的服事啊，最有效的服事。
Therefore, love is the most effective.
唯有爱才能够征服人心呢。
Only love can conquer hearts.
最近小弟读了一篇文章。
I read another article.
我们都知道，George W. Bush 最近在竞选美国总统。
Which talks about George W. Bush, who is a potential presidential candidate.
那在德州这个地方，他是德州的 governor 哈，他是德州州长。这个地方同时有一个黑人的参议员呢。
As a governor, from the state he was from, Texas, there is a senator who is a black.
对，那那个新闻记者问他说，你同不同意你们这个州长的各种政见
？And the news reporters asked him, "Do you agree with the your governor's viewpoints?"
结果他说他每一点他我都不同意。
And he said, "I do not agree with anything he views."
那再问他说，那如果选总统的时候，你会不会投他一票支持他
？And then the reporter asked him, "Would you support him during the election?"
他说我会投他一票。
He said, "I will."
新闻记者就很好奇，为什么你要支持他呢？你既然政见都不太一样，你都反对。
So the reporter asked him, "Why will you vote for him when you don't agree with him?"
他说哦 ，Al Gore 没有请我吃过饭的。
He said, "Al Gore never treated me to dinner."
但是这个 George W. Bush 呢，曾经请我过这个吃这个 fajita 的 luncheon 哈、哦，就是这个 fajita 的中餐呢、啊。
But George W. Bush has treated me to the fajita luncheon.
虽然他们意见不太一样。
Even though they disagreed,
但是有爱的交流啊。
But they had exchange of love.
但是以前这个德州的州长通通是跟他同一党的，都是Democratic 啊、哦，都是自由党的，民主党的 Republican。
哦、
，Democratic 是什么的
？Republican。
Republican。他这个州长啊，George Bush 是 Republican。那我说这个州这个 Senator 不是啊。
The senator from that state was a Democrat.
他是民主党的哈、哦，他以前五任的州长是民主党的
，and
而且都是白人的，共和党对不对
？The past governors were all from the Republican Party.
Democrat. 但是这五个州长从来没有请过他吃饭。
州长是 Democrat.
以前呢、啊？
Before his time, the past governors were of the Democratic Party, and they never treated this senator to lunch.
虽然这个州长是 Republican， 但是他却请我吃饭。
But this time around, even though George W. Bush was Republican, he treated him to lunch.
你说知道，爱可以征服了甚至意见的冲突。
So love can overcome even differences of opinion.
也是我们服事最大的力量。
And it gives us the greatest strength in service.
所以你看那个哥林多前书十三章第一节那么说啊。
Therefore, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 tells us.
他说，如果你很有才华
，even if you have great talent，
你可以讲天使言语啊。
You can speak the tongues of angels.
你可以讲德文、英文、西班牙文啊、葡萄牙文各种言语。
Let's say if you can speak all kinds of languages.
但是你没有爱。
But if you do not have love,
不算什么。你说的话就是鸣得锣响的吧。
Then you're like a clanging cymbal and a sounding gong.
但是同样来讲，如果我们当中有爱呀、啊、
，But if there's love among us,
其实我讲的言语你不一定能够通。
I may not be able to speak your language.
也许我没有那个属灵的恩赐可以讲这种属灵的奥秘。
I may not have the spiritual gift to speak spiritual.
也没有这种形成异奇的能力。
I may not be able to perform miracles.
但是因为我们当中有爱。
But because there's love among us.
你说叫神也会在我们当中动工啊
？God will work among us.
爱是人间最重要的因素啊，一个重要的因素。
Love is an important element in human life.
有一次我看了一篇文章。
I read an article.
他说，有一个西班牙意大利人不太会讲英文的。
Which talks about an Italian person who couldn't speak English very well.
他去 garage store 买东西，他去不是 garage store， 他去那个超级市场买东西。
He went to the supermarket.
然后他就问说，他用英文讲了哈，他说 ，Excuse me， where I can find water goes spaghetti stop？ 啊，他说对不起，我哪里什么地方可以找到这个水流的这个面条可以水走的面条可以留下来的东西？那这个人就不晓得他在讲什么，因为他讲英文就带着腔调。
And the person at the clerk at the supermarket cannot understand what you're saying.
请你再想一次。
So he said it again.
我说就是要找那个水流的面条可以走的东西啊。
He said I'm looking for.
Water goes spaghetti stop.
Water goes spaghetti stop.
我后来问了半天了，我才知道原来他是要找那个 calendar 哈、哦、，calendar 是 calendar 就是过滤器，滤器水的滤器。
Oh, he was. It turned out that he was looking for some kind of filter.
啊，那虽然他言语也不太通哦，也没有办法讲这个天使的言语，也没有办法讲他们所说的话喽。
Even though they cannot communicate with each other.
啊，但是当中有了爱。
But because there was love between them.
有愿意帮忙的心。
In other words, the person was willing to help him.
啊，结果有一个美满的结局啊，这个 Clark 也可以把他找到他要的东西啊。
So this person at the store was able to help him.
所以我们要向往耶稣基督的爱，爱是最大的，是最好、最有效的服事。
Therefore, we should imitate the love of Christ, which is the most effective form of service.
我们说舍己，舍己，事实上舍己是生活细节的实践。
To give up ourselves, is demonstrated in details of our lives.
我们在生活当中常常可以做舍己的工作。
In our lives, we can often give ourselves up for others.
我很被那个 NYTS 的学生哈、哦，上一届我已经分享过了，很感动。
I was very moved by the love of the NYTS.
他们的舍己表现在一年只有两个礼拜的假，花两个礼拜的假拿来参加 NYTS.
They sacrificed their 2 weeks of vacation during the year to attend the seminar.
所以舍己是生活的实践。
So therefore, giving up yourself is something you do in your daily life.
有的人为了传福音
，Some people for the sake of preaching.
买好了回到家都已经两三点了，孩子都饿着肚子了。
And by the time he gets home, his children were hungry.
所以这种爱的生活实践就是你注重福音的宣传还是注重孩子的肚子。
So you have to choose between preaching the gospel and feeding your children.
这是生活的实践呢、啊。
That's something you have to practice.
我们在也分享过一个传道人，他怎么样遵命按照总会的差派到一个也许比较他觉得。很辛苦的地方去、啊。
A preacher was once sent to a very remote place.
但是他顺命接受了。
That required difficult.
也许他的身体不太适合那个地方。
Even though he was not well suited health wise.
也许他的太太在原来的地方有个很好的工作。在原来不是地方有很好的工作。
And his wife used to have a very good job.
但是总会一道命令来了。
But when the GA sent him the letter.
他把原来的通通放下来，真的全家搬到另外一个地方去。
He and his family set aside everything they own and moved.
知不知道他这样的舍己，神大力的跟他同在。
And because of his sacrifice, God was with him.
这是生活的实践，这是生活的细节。
This is all demonstrated in our details.
所以我们要效法神。
The details of our daily life.
效法主耶稣基督。
So we need to imitate God and Christ.
献上自己做馨香的祭物。
And offer ourselves as sacrifice.
我们再看看《以弗所书》第五章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们从第三节读到第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 3 to verse 7.
是淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可以，方和圣徒的体统。淫词妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话，因为你们切实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的。是有贪心的，是基督，是在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心就与拜偶像一样，不要被人虚无的话欺哄，因为这些事神的愤怒必临到那些悖逆之子，所以你们不要与他同伙。真提到我们要圣洁，不要有淫乱的事情，或者是嬉笑，或者是污秽的事情。
He teaches us to be holy.And do not indulge in obscene, silly, or vulgar talk or any fornication.
我们再请参考利未记的十一章四十五节。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45.
十一章四十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 45.
我是把你们从埃及地领出来的主，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。我们要效法神，真的要效法神的圣洁。
To be imitators of God, we need to be holy like God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
以赛亚看到一个异象。
Isaiah saw a vision.
撒拉佛衣裳垂到，看到神荣耀的大宝座，衣裳垂到圣殿里面来。
He saw God on His glorious throne, and His robe covered the temple.
撒拉佛有六个翅膀。
The seraphim had 6 wings.
两个遮脸，两个遮脚。两个飞翔
with two wings they cover their eyes with two they cover their feet and with two they flew
口中一直念圣哉圣哉圣哉、啊、
And they cry out, holy, holy, holy.
看到神那种庄严，口中一直念圣哉。
And he saw the majesty of God with the seraphims crying out, holy.
我们再请参考出埃及记十五章十一节。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 15, verse 11.
十五章十一节。
15 verse 11.
主啊，众神之中，谁能像你？谁能像你至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行奇事？这边要说神是至圣至荣，极其可畏的。
God is holy, awesome in splendor.
所以我们今天要效法神的这种圣洁的个性。
Therefore, we need to learn from God's holiness.
现在。在美国教会的一个很大的隐忧就是我们的圣洁问题。
One of the greatest potential crises in the American churches is regarding our holiness.
我常常跟年轻人这样讲啊。
I often tell the young people,
神是不可以被轻慢的。
God is not mocked.
我们刚读到那个以弗所书讲说哈，神的刑罚要临到悖逆之子身上。
According to Ephesians, the passage we just read, God's wrath will come to those who are disobedient.
我们常常把神的恩惠慈爱当成一种放纵情欲的机会。
We often take God's grace for granted and indulge in fleshly desires.
神事实上是温柔的等待我们信徒的回头。
But God is gentle and patient, waiting for us to return to Him.
神也在生活上面给我们很多的指导跟叫我们改正啊。
He also gives us much guidance in our lives in order to correct them.
这次小弟到南加州去，他们指定小弟讲两个题目。
I went down to Southern California and I was assigned two topics.
一个题目叫小弟谈一谈为什么不可以吃药。
One of the topics is about not taking drugs.
另外题目就是要分享为什么不能有这种婚前的性行为。
And the other topic was about premarital relationships.
为什么教会要小弟分享这些题目呢？
Why did the church want me to teach these topics?
因为我知道我们教会少数的青年已经受社会上影响了。
It's because the church has discovered that a minority of our young people has been influenced by the world.
尤其现在这个药在市面上非常容易取得，而且又便宜。
Right now, it's very easy to get such drugs on the market, and they're quite cheap.
那年轻人常常觉得，哎呀，这不是自己的，这不是自己的罪，所以我去做都没有关系。
And some young people feel that because these are not so-called mortal sins, they can just do it.
哦，在淫乱的事情也是一样。
And the same is true with sexual immorality.
总是觉得说我不这个不走到最后防线就好了。
And they said that as long as they don't cross the boundary, they are okay.
事实上，这是非常危险的玩火行为啊。
But such actions are like playing with fire.
我翻这一节给他们看啊，我们看《传道书》十二章。
I show them this verse, Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十二章十四节。
Chapter 12, verse 14.
因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。善恶神一定要审问的。
God will bring everything into judgment.
也许是现在，也许是将来。
It could be now or it could be in the future.
我跟孩子讲分享说，其实有时候就是你到三四十岁的时候，你年轻时候所犯的一件一件的要回头过来咬你啊。
And I told them that even when you become older, when you reach 30 or 40, what you have done when you were a teenager will come back to haunt you.
所以我们真的要避免这种淫乱的事情啊。
Therefore, we need to avoid sexual immorality.
学习但以理，不吃王的膳，不喝王的酒啊。
We need to learn from Daniel, who refused royal food and drink.
现在我看王的膳就是这些药啊，这些就是巴比伦王的膳。
The drugs nowadays are like the royal.Food of the Babylonian king.
王所喝的就是令人失去灵性的这些酒啊。
And the wine could represent anything that make us lose our eternal life.
所以我们要一定要立志分别为圣。
So we need to be determined and be set apart as holy.
我们要学习神的圣洁，唯一的方法就是从祷告着手。
And the way to start learning God's holiness is through prayer.
除立志以外，我们要求神加给我们力量，让我们有力气拒绝罪恶的试探。
Other than making a firm determination, we also need to rely on prayer to give us strength.
祷告到最后，我们真的会觉得自己真的是个透明的人呐。
If we pray enough, we will feel as if we are transparent.
张小丽觉得我们要过圣洁生活，要砍掉以前不对的行为。
I also believe that to be holy, we need to cut off from past sins of life.
神为什么要把亚玛力人统统砍了呢？
Why did God tell the Israelites to kill all the
Amalekites?
The Amalekites represents our the desires and lusts. When I was little, I loved this hymn.
那首诗叫《七杀诗》,
which talks about killing the seven things.
不是，就那个那首诗里面有七七杀了哦，七杀诗。他说：“天生万物以养人。”人无一物以报天，杀杀杀杀杀杀杀。
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a hymn. It's a poem that talks about killing.
我觉得那个神哦，很爱我们呐、啊。我觉得神很爱我们呐、啊。
Anyway, I believe God loves us very much.
我们常常不晓得怎么样来报答天呐、啊。
And we don't know how to repay God.
天生万物养我们呐、
啊。Even though God has given us everything.
那报答天的方法就是把我们错误的事情呢，统统杀掉。
And the way to repay God's love is to demolish
就像杀亚玛力人一样，不可以留情啊。
To destroy or demolish everything, just like the Israelites killed all the Amalekites.
我们现在教会的软弱在于教会的失落圣洁。
The weakness of the church is due to the lack of holiness.
失落了圣洁，我们就失落力量。
When we lack holiness, we lose strength.
我们就失落了在人跟神面前的见证。
And we lose our position as witness for God.
我们也失落了神的工作。
And we also lose out in the work of God.
所以我们要以圣洁来装饰自己。
Therefore, we need to adorn ourselves with holiness.
没有圣洁，没有人可以见神。
Without holiness, no one can see God.
所以我们效法神，要在圣洁，要在饶恕，要在爱这方面。我们从以弗所书这里学习到这三点的效法的精神。
So from Ephesians we have learned that to be imitators of God, we need to forgive like God, we need to love like God, and we need to be holy like God.
有一次，这次在学生年会有一个同学，有一个学生这样问的。
During a recent student convocation, someone asked,
说哇，每次听道理都觉得道理好严。
Every time I hear the sermon, the student said, it feels very strict.
这个也不能进天国，那个也不能进天国，那谁才可以进天国？
Everything will prohibit you from entering heaven, so who can go to heaven then?
没有圣洁也不能进天国，没有服事你也说不能进天国。
You can't go to heaven if you're not holy. You can't go to heaven if you don't serve God.
没有爱也不能进天国。
You can't go to heaven if you don't have love.
这么痛苦进天国啊。进天国这么难呢、啊？
It's so difficult to go to heaven.
但是神跟我们讲说，在人不行，在神凡事都能。
But Jesus told us that what is impossible with men is possible with God.
我相信我们只要平常借着读经、祷告、灵修，立志做一个 decent 的人，神会帮助我们。
I believe that through daily cultivation and life of prayer, we and determination, God will be able to help us.
我最近听到一个故事。
I recently heard of the story.
说达文西画了《最后的晚餐》。达文西是个画家。达文西英文叫什么
？There was a there's a painter who, the painter who painted the Last Supper.
他在找两个模特最困难，一个是找谁来当耶稣做画耶稣的画像，另外一个找犹大，两个都很困难。
Before he painted the painting, he needed to find two models. One represented Jesus, and one represented Judas, and he had a hard time finding them.
后来他在那个诗班找到一个年轻人，富有朝气，面貌姣好，一副有圣洁气质的人来当耶稣的典范。
Then in the church choir, he found someone who looked very decent, and he thought that he would be a good model for Jesus.
结果画好耶稣的画像以后呢， 就停笔了，因为不晓得怎么去找犹大。
After he finished the painting of Jesus, he tried to look for Judas, but could not find anybody.
两年之后，终于找到适当人选了。
Two years later, he found the right person.
看到在街旁一个人喝着酒，酒醉的样子，眼睛充满了贪婪的眼色。
He saw someone on the street who was drunk and seemed to be full of immorality.
他就请他来当他的模特。
So he asked this person to sit in his studio as a model. 想
不到他这年轻进来就痛哭啊。
And then as he stepped into this room, this man began to cry.
说难道你真的忘了我是谁？
Do you really forget who I am?
我就是两年前你把我当成耶稣画像的那位模特。
I'm the same person that you painted, that you used as a model for Jesus.
什么两年之后我从天堂掉下来在地狱里面呢？
Why is that only 2 years later I've dropped from heaven to hell?
两年之后我从效法耶稣的形象到如今却是有了魔鬼的形象。
I used to be an imitator of Jesus, but now I'm an imitator of the devil.
我们在灵修的过程当中，也要常常这样的自我反省。
In our spiritual life of cultivation, we need to always examine ourselves.
我们现在的形象像谁呢？
Who are we imitators of?